Blog Talk Radio.
Down. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Toastmasters Online right here on TupiTalk. My name is Tupi Feldenstein, and I am here in the studio with Brad Menzo talking about doing our Toastmasters meeting online, and we're just going to tell you a little bit about what Toastmasters is so that if you want to learn to be a great speaker or learn more leadership skills, Toastmasters is really one of the great organizations that does that. So thank you, Brad, and welcome to Tipi Talk, and I'm so glad that you're here with me to talk about it.
You are so welcome, Tipi. Well, let me just tell you a little bit briefly about myself, and then I'll go into Toastmasters. I am a writer and a grant manager, and I've been a teacher, and I've been able to professionally do so many things because of Toastmasters. But let me go back to how I found Toastmasters and what it's really done for me. Back in around 2001 or 2002, I actually saw an ad in a paper, and I was a journalist and I was looking for a story. So I said, let me go find out about Toastmasters with no intention of joining. I spoke to, I want to say his name is Marty Kozlov. And Marty was so passionate about it. Not only did I write the story, I decided to go down to a Toastmasters meeting. And one of the other reasons why I wanted to go down was because I was sort of at a crossroads in my career. I wanted to do teaching and do some other things, but my public speaking skills were not great. So I went down to the meeting for a couple purposes, to find out more and to grow. And within a few weeks, it really had turned out to be a terrific move. There were so many experienced mentors there and people that pulled me in, and I started doing speeches. And even though I wasn't great at first, I got better and better through experience. And to me, Toastmasters has been so beneficial. I could go on for about an hour about it. And the other thing is, what's coming up now is we have elections coming up for Toastmasters clubs. And so another part of Toastmasters is leadership. And the other way that I grew and how so many other people benefit from Toastmasters is becoming leaders, club leaders. And then they can speak more and gain more leadership skills and then take those skills out into the workplace. So Toastmasters is a great cost-effective way, and it has really helped me tremendously, both professionally and personally.
Yeah, I actually have seen a lot of people with very similar stories where they came to, I did not want to go to Toastmasters either. And I'll tell you my story in a minute, but it's not just that you've gotten to be a better speaker, which you probably did. It's also that your confidence level in yourself as a speaker and as a presenter grows so much when you have such a supportive environment where people not only allow you to express yourself and to make your mistakes, but they also give you a lot of other aspects of speaking, which is evaluating your speech. That's invaluable just in itself, because when you do something and you give a speech and somebody tells you, this was great, but this is how you can make it better, and then you work on it, then you just grow. Even if you don't want to grow, you end up becoming better. You end up becoming more confident. And so this is basically why we're talking today, to just basically let you know about Toastmasters. I think a lot of people that really want this and need it, they don't even know Toastmasters exists. So this is how I found out about Toastmasters. I finished writing my book, and I went to a workshop, and I told them, I finished writing my book, but now they tell me that I need to talk about it, and I cannot handle talking in front of people. And so those people told me, go to Toastmasters. And I said, I don't toast, and I'm not a master, and I'm not going. It doesn't sound like the right thing for me. And I ignored it. But then people kept telling me, go to Toastmasters. Everywhere I went, go to Toastmasters. And I said, fine, you know, I'll go check it out. And, of course, the same thing that happened to you. I just went to make everybody happy because they told me that I should go. And this was 5 years ago, and I just love Toastmasters, what it's done for me. And another thing I think, Brad, and tell me if that's what happened to you too, one of the things that Toastmasters really instills in you is the desire to help other people become better. It's not just about you yourself. It's about forwarding it, you know, taking it forward. Absolutely. And, right?
Absolutely. I think one of the reasons why I've stayed active for so long, I've been a member now since 2002, is to help other people. I just think it's really cool.
Right.
And to also learn from other people. It's a great group of motivated people. Yeah, mentoring is a big part of it. No doubt about it.
Right. So,
other people did for me when I first joined. Yep.
Right, Brad. So what we want to do is we want to take Toastmasters to the next level and put it online to make it more accessible for people who may not be able to travel, for people who may not have the time to travel, to be able to access it by simply making a phone call. And we're going to be doing a Toastmasters meeting online once a week. And we will let you know when and where and how to do all that. So if you're interested, all you have to do is contact me or Brad. Brad, how would be a good way to contact you?
You guys can email me. It's very simple. Brad Manzo, BRADMANZO at AOL.com.
Oh, that's easy.
that's probably the simplest way. If anyone wants to text me, I'll give you my cell as well, 718-614-8640.
Okay, that's really great. And you can contact me through this broadcast. There is a contact me form. Or you can actually leave a comment right here at the bottom, and I will be able to respond to that. We would love to have you improve your skills if that is what you want to do. I think not only Brad and me, but everybody in the organization will be right there by your side, helping you to achieve whatever goal it is that you want to achieve. And that's basically all we can say for now. I think I can go on for hours about all my experiences. I think, Brad, you have hours and hours of stories, don't you?
Yep, I certainly do. But I don't want to.
But right now, no, we don't want to do that right
now. Tonight.
I'm about to walk into a Toastmasters meeting right here at a place where I'm not supposed to tell anyone where I am, so I won't. But it's not like it's a secret organization or anything. It's just a location that's a little bit sensitive. So we invite everybody to join us online. I'm very excited to go online because nobody else has ever helped us massive meeting online, Brad. And I think this is going to be so exciting because you can also learn to take it to another level, which is how to do media interviews. And media interviews, really, no matter where you're at, get your message out there much, much bigger and broader. So thank you
so much. I got to tell you, there was one job I had in which I did all meetings over the web. So this is yet another skill you guys can use that you're learning through Toastmasters.
It's powerful, right? It's very powerful.
Yep.
So we'll see you next week. We'll talk to you next week, Brad. And if you can prepare a speech if you want or something else, that would be really even better. And until then, have a wonderful week, and we will chat again.
Okay. Take care. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great meeting.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.